W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The Speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massie joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. The rest expected to be chosen tomorrow or Friday. Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. The UN is asking for nearly $3 billion in aid to provide food to nearly 3 million Palestinians. The head of the UN Humanitarian Office says 6 months into the war in Gaza, Palestinians are not only hungry, they're also facing sanitation, water, and health problems as well. This is ABC News. The first report from the Maui Wildfire Department is now out after that deadly series of fires last August.
Maui firefighters would have been helped by having more fire trucks and water tenders last August, according to a new report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association and unveiled on Maui. The report makes 17 recommendations, including creating a statewide mutual aid program. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura.
While I'm incredibly proud of our department's response, I believe we can always continue to improve our efforts.
It comes one day before Hawaii's Attorney General releases an investigation into the fire response. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And a legal fight over a movie trailer is finally over. Two men sued after renting the movie yesterday because they saw actress Ana de Armas in the trailer. They claimed false advertising since she was removed from the final cut of that movie. Now, a judge initially agreed with them, but the two men ended up owing the studio over $100,000 in legal fees. They've now settled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3. The crew got off to a bad start. Starting pitcher Wade Miley hit in the knee with a line drive by Manny Machado, top of the first inning on Bally Sports.
Ground ball off of Miley. Bowers picks it up. He'll tag out Machado. But now your concern is Wade Miley.
That's the absolute last thing the Brewers need to see. Ball hit hard, got him right on the leg.
108 off the bat.
Miley stayed in the game through three innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
How about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. It's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
It's the first series loss of the season for the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the Pacers on Sunday. Damian Lillard unable to practice yesterday after playing in Orlando.
We want him to be as close to 100% as possible if you can be that at this point.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered rain and thunderstorms, especially this morning. We may get another quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down here later today. Our high 62, the wind south becoming west 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sprinkles and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Wednesday on Matt and Air On Air, we talk about plastics in Lake Michigan and public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy, yes, all day Wednesday.
Wednesday, it's
happy
to you.
Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
It's happy Wednesday.
Hang on, I gotta get my thing. I'm gonna still yell at Pete. My things are all over the
place. If you get here just a little bit earlier, you could maybe test it, but that's okay.
All right. No, you can't. You can't test it until you're actually live on the air.
Oh,
yeah. Right, Todd?
I don't know where that comes from.
Right.
Okay.
Todd, yes. Just you go can with cover him. Cover him, Todd. That's all right. That's all right.
You don't know radio, Jim.
Yeah. Can't really test it until it's
you
on.
You can't test equipment until you're on the air.
That's right. I don't know about that.
Do you want to know a dream I had last night? Is it a broadcast dream?
I don't.
No. Well, yes.
Okay.
It is total broadcast dream.
Okay.
So I'm helping my brother move out of his house. Okay. Don't know why, don't know how, don't whatever. Just, I'm helping my brother move out of his house.
He was in broadcasting?
No. No. So who walks by, and I think I know the reason for this, because we're at the steak fry last night.
Which is fun.
And there are a bunch of Packer players I used to know that were there. I didn't get a chance. There were so many people there.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Man, that was crazy at the atrium. But, okay.
There were 1,000 people there, don't you think?
Oh, easy. I think so.
Tables of 10?
Yeah.
It did.
We were table 65, and there were a lot more.
And we were in the middle, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. Anyway. So, okay, so I'm there, and who comes walking by but Reggie White? And
that wasn't last night at the steak fry.
No, just, but there are both Packer players there.
He may not know. Okay, so.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and I go, Reggie, hey, can I come in? Would you do an interview? For some reason, we had a camera crew there. So, can you come in and do an interview? So, but here's the deal. So, I got Reggie, and I think it was Bernardo Harris who was at the thing last night. And they're sitting there, and my camera guy couldn't get his stuff working. And it's like, hey, Reggie, and then Reggie leaves. It's like, where'd Reggie go? And it's like, he was mad because you, but it's like one of those things. Remember we talked, Todd? Everybody in the business has those dreams.
Frustrating.
Yeah. Frustrating. Mm-hmm. And that's what I dreamt last night. We had Reggie White and Bernardo Harris sitting there doing an interview, and my camera guy couldn't get his stuff working. And that is so true to life because that's happened 50 times. Yes.
And you know why those two guys were in your dream?
Well, because Bernardo was at the thing last night.
Right, and you and I talked about Reggie White
two days ago. Right!
Wow.
You're correct. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we did.
Those hybrid dreams are really weird like that, though.
Where a couple of different things come together.
Right. Yeah, and I've been in a situation where the dream was really about something, and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, I'm trying to do a live remote from that location, and I can't get back to the radio station.
Exactly.
Or I forgot a microphone.
Exactly.
Or whatever, you know?
Yep, that's exactly right.
We talk about dreams. I thought when I was a little kid, I didn't think old people dreamed, but we do. I don't know. I just thought little kids dreamed and old people. That's just something. I don't know why I shared that with you. It's absolutely me.
I think they're more vivid than ever. No, I really do.
But I would get a...
Especially when I take those gummies. When I either take gummies, No, they're legal.
Oh, these are legal.
CBD.
Okay, I just
look at Jim's face.
Yeah.
If you're watching this.
I buy them in your hometown.
Oh, you got Two Rivers. Yeah.
In Two Rivers. And but they're just sleep.
And
gummies.
He doesn't go to the special drawer for you?
No, it just puts you to sleep. It's really cool because you can feel it coming on.
Yeah.
Where it's like you get a little bit, you know, just whatever, like if I'm reading or something, it's like, oh, and then you get a really, really good night's sleep. But crazy dreams like you won't believe. Just really vivid.
We got to work on this, and I'll take maybe the responsibility. I want to get a dream analysis shrink on here without paying them.
I think it'd be awesome. I like the last part. Yeah.
Well, I have paid them, but I don't want to pay this one.
No, all right.
We'll see. But the guy that I went to, I told you he died. So bad dream.
Okay.
No, he really did.
You know, another thing? Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I want both you guys to do me a big favor, Todd.
Yep.
How much?
Stay on me to get tested for sleep apnea.
I don't know that I could stay on you anymore.
But it's from Donna. Donna gave me the connection.
I know.
So have Donna stay on you. You stay on Todd. Todd will stay on me.
Why don't you just make an appointment?
Because I always forget. I literally forget. How many times in the middle of the day do you think, oh, I think I'll make an appointment for sleep apnea? Yeah.
I would write it down. And then I would, after the show, like I have right here, this is what I have to do today. I would have that written down.
Yeah, I've got to do that.
When we wrap up the show, we'll just remind him after the show every day. And one day he'll take his phone out and actually call while he's here.
Right. Or we can sit around and watch you call and make you do it. But you just need to call the sleep apnea place on. That's right off Webster. It's kind of like in the back of that.
I thought it was in Bellevue. Is it in Bellevue?
Well, there's one in.
The one that Donna's friend sent me, I thought was Bellevue.
Mm.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
But, even my brother, last time I was at deer camp, he told me, because I fell asleep on the couch, and he was sitting there watching the game or whatever, and he goes, you sleep weird. It's like you stop breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People die from that.
I know they do. I'm not making light of it. You know,
back full circle, that's how we got talking about Reggie White.
You're right. That's where it came from.
No, yes. That's where it came from.
Johnny died, and we were talking about sleep apnea, and we were talking about Reggie White.
Wow.
And that's how I ended up in my dream last night.
That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes. But yeah, you gotta get tested for that because
I know
that kills people.
I know.
So you don't want that to happen.
All right. So there you go.
Hey, that last night though, I just that was fun. The steak fry. That was their 24th annual. And John and I were talking about how many we've been to. I didn't stay till the end. I just kind of had to leave a little bit early.
They put on a nice presentation though. Had the coaches speak.
The coaches all spoke. Mark Murphy, the announcer. Of course, the chancellor got up and spoke for a while. Did the basketball coach?
Oh, yeah. Sonny got up. Kevin Borseth got up.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Sonny was awesome. Sundance was. He was fantastic. Yeah. They had some cool little videos of him for the certain items they were raffling or auctioning off and everything. So it was cool. It really was.
It's fun. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. So a lot of people haven't seen it in a long time.
I will say that. That's a big social event
where if you haven't seen anybody for the year, you kind of get together at that.
And that is kind of Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's not kind of Green Bay. It is Green Bay.
Yes.
I mean, it's just every corporation buys a table of 10 and then they got to fill the table. And it's just, that was fun. I saw a lot, like you, I saw a lot of people talk to Mark Scogan. Last time I saw him, he was in our studio. And that was a long time ago. That was probably 5 months ago.
But you know who, I used to like do the auction or MC or whatever for a lot of years, but it started out at a real grassroots level. I mean, I remember when it used to be held under the stadium, like outside, but in like the walkways, down, that's where they held it for years. And I remember Barry Alvarez was a special guest one time. And it started as a real just sort of, and then it's just really exploded.
Now, not that John and I would ever find anything wrong with an event. However, it was free drinks, but they didn't have a lot of bartenders.
They actually had three up there. I didn't realize. I could only see the one guy because he was tall. But then there were other two or three other women. There were
1,000 people, though. That's...
Yeah, I'm not going to criticize that because the guy was really nice to me. He said, hey, John Mino, big fan, blah, blah, blah. What do you need type thing? You know what I mean? So it's like, I thought they were awesome.
All right. I thought the line was...
It was.
Pretty long. But you want criticism because he knew you. He recognized you. So
I'm okay with it.
Okay. But the steak was great.
It was awesome.
It was a buffet, but it was a little bit weird. They had two pans of steak. Did they, with the table that you went through, did they have two?
Yeah.
Okay. Was one medium and one done?
I don't know.
I didn't get that because one of the guys at our table was like, should have grabbed the one you had. And because he likes medium rare, and he got one that was not well done, but it was just, it was done. And I said, I don't know. I said, maybe you should have gone.
You know what, though? I got to say something. I have so much respect for people who can cook so much of that stuff.
Yeah, buddy. Cops shining their lights in our window.
Why is it I still get a shiver through me when I see lights?
Yeah, it's like,
cop lights come on.
Oh, they're just saying hello.
But especially when I'm with you. What did you do, Jim? Slow down.
Yeah, it used to be okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway.
But you know what I mean? How can somebody cook 1,000 steaks and somebody wants it medium well, somebody wants it? How do you? I don't know how you'd have that knack.
Right. And those, they were good.
Well, they're fantastic. Yeah. But even like, of all the jobs I could never have, and there's a lot of them I'd be terrible at.
Oh, yeah.
I still say the worst job I could possibly have is working at like a diner and being a cook.
Why?
Because I was watching a thing behind the scenes thing, and they don't even write stuff down, those people. This person wants 3 eggs, over easy, blah, 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 bacon not well done, so on and so. And they remember all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they do
true.
It.
That's true.
That's impressive.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and then you get your stuff, and if the slightest thing's wrong, you're like, this is not right.
I think people get a little bit weird with ordering the type of how you want your bacon.
That's
how
what
you
I mean.
But they get so, and it's like, wait a minute. This is Denny's. It's $1.99. You know, I mean, if I can see if you're at, you know, Hyatt or something in New York. But man, oh man, it's just people have really become finicky about their food. And but I guess maybe that all started with McDonald's, right? Didn't they have it? Who was it that said have it your way? It wasn't McDonald's.
No, that was Burger King.
It was Burger King.
They're back. They're actually using that whole thing again.
And oh, are they?
Yeah, they're doing the whole thing.
Because that was almost
thing.
Like the anti McDonald's. Exactly.
Right.
That's
right.
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 Yeah.
Because McDonald's is
it's
like,
just like assembly line.
One price.
Here you go.
Henry Ford when he started.
Did you ever see that movie, though? It's actually a pretty good movie with Michael Keaton about Ray Kroc.
No.
Really a good movie.
Really?
And all based on fact. Oh, it's really good. Yeah, you should see that. But I was reading this story about this guy that worked as a short order cook on Mackin Island.
Oh, that'd be a fun place to work.
Yeah. But it's the same thing. He said, you didn't write anything down. The waitress would yell at you. You'd have to remember that one. Oh. You're watching those. Then she yells at another waitress, says something else, and all of a sudden you're starting on that while you're trying to watch this. I'd be like that episode of the Lucy show where she starts eating the chocolates. I start eating the eggs. It's like, I didn't even start cooking those yet. Oh, you've got it on your chin. I don't even know where that came from. I'd be that guy.
Even good servers where they remember what you ordered and they place it in the right location.
Yeah.
And I mean, come on.
I totally agree. I have all the respect to the world for that. I really do.
Be reaching for those gummies.
You know what else I'm not good at? You know what I'm not good at?
Yeah, a lot. That can go. You want me to make the list?
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Go ahead. All right. All right.
What did you think that almost?
Because you said, you know what else? You asked me a question. You know what I'm not good at? You know something else I'm not good at? And I'm like, yeah, but
okay.
But you were just, it was rhetorical. You want to answer it. Okay, go ahead.
Pouring, because I did celebrity bartending.
Okay.
I'm not good at a tap beer and having that head just right.
Yeah.
I'm not good at that. It's almost like either way too much foam or not enough foam. And I never saw this live because we didn't get Green Bay TV, but I saw on like somewhere of Big Al Sampson, who was my legendary friend. And every night after a sportscast, he would take, I think it was an old style, and he would pour that thing live on the air and he'd have the most perfect head you've ever seen. I don't have that knack.
You can develop that.
I know, but it's just whenever I've done the slowly bar, it's like, hey, Mino, that can I have a different one?
Right,
You know what I mean?
We used to call that TV bear when the head was just right and just kind of went over the lip a little
bit. Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice. Because that's how it'd be in the commercials.
Correct.
You remember?
Yep, yeah. TV bear.
Yeah, good call.
That
good
celebrity bartending was fun.
Oh, I loved it.
That was me too.
But I think I inflicted a lot of people with illness from that one thing.
All right, hey,
we got lots coming on today, folks. Stay with us. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Get started on your next outdoor project and save big money now at Menards. Menards is your destination for all concrete products. Whether you're setting a post or pouring a concrete slab, we carry a wide selection of bagged mixes for your outdoor projects. Explore our entire selection of concrete, cement, and mortar mixes in store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mono and the Mayor here on a good-looking Wednesday morning. A little chilly out there. That wind is cold. Hang on, let me check out the flag. The wind is coming.
Heard
from
that.
The absolute due east. Due east wind. And I'm going to say, hang on, let me just check. Oh, God. 21 miles an hour.
Okay, let me just look.
21 mile an hour winds from the due east. Check it out. I know my stuff.
Okay, the winds are from the north at 15 miles an hour.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. They're from the southeast.
Well, more east. Yeah, southeast a little bit.
To the southeast, 15 miles an hour.
At 15, no. Gust up to 25.
Gust up to 30.
Gust up to 30. So there you go. I was not far off, was I, Todd?
Close. Okay. Thanks. Wrong direction, but
pretty close to me.
30% off. So that's close.
I'll take that. No. So anyway, so yeah. I was talking with good friend Zade last night, who sat with us. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Heights afterwards. Okay.
Yeah. And we're doing the ribbon cutting there at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is this. Zade started up that place.
Yes.
Okay. And he remodeled the whole thing, did whatever. It's really, okay, did the whole thing. But he was talking about some of the real success, because we were just talking during the break. Hey, is such and such still open?
Right.
Is that, and how many of these places that were so cool that Jim and I had done events at, you know, years ago, right, and seemed like, well, you got it made. It's, and then all of a sudden, yeah, boom. But Zade was telling me that one of the legendary establishment owners of Green Bay talked to him one time. He said, you know, if you're going to be serious about it, you almost can't put your eggs in one basket, because it's almost like going to batter. Or so you might go 1-for-4. It's that, man.
Business is tough.
It is. You don't realize that.
Business is
tough.
It's
just a place you go to and you complain about the prices, right, the service, the river, right, the whatever, whatever. But man, when you got your life savings and your whatever into something like that, that's pressure.
And today it's even more difficult because of what is it, Yelp? What is that when they can give you a bad review?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yelp. And, you know, we didn't have that, but it's just, it's tough. I don't think businesses, people who make it, and, you know, you got to define what is making it. I mean, being open tomorrow or is making it.
Paying the bills and, you know what I mean? Keeping right, the lights on. That's about it.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, I just, credit to everybody. And we were just
Me
talking
too.
About
I give credit to everybody that does that, man. You got courage.
And it's stress and sleepless nights, and then.
So when we start up our place, are we quitting this job or doing both?
I would just say that I want to see a budget, and then I also want to see a reserve of probably 3 years.
I don't think that's that important.
Yeah. I'm not getting in unless we have a.
I'm doing it a whole different way.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I'll wing and a prayer.
That's what you should call the business.
That is not bad, Todd. Yeah. A wing and a prayer. Okay. I like it a lot.
Don't think we'd get a lot of investors with that.
You never know. Quick poll, would you invest with the mayor and I on a little place called A Wing and a Prayer? I think people would.
I wouldn't, so.
And we're taking resumes, looking for staff.
Quit your job, come with us.
You know what? What movie was it I saw about the restaurant industry? I don't even remember what it was about exactly, but it was New York. And I've read about this where, people talk about, you know, workers maybe stealing from the till or, mm-hmm, you know, something like that. One of the big things in some of those big restaurants is the workers stealing steaks and stuff.
Booze.
And one of the was that this, I forget what movie it was. And the guy was finishing up and the owner goes, hey, let's sit down and have a drink. Nah, I'm beat. I got to get home. No, sit down and have a drink with me. He goes, sit down and have a drink. So the guy sits down and the owner grabs a fork and just slams it into the guy's thigh. And it was all covered with steaks. He had taped stakes to his legs under his pants.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So I guess they've come up with some real creative ways to do that.
So that's always a risk, right? There's a lot of risk with business, and, you know, especially if you're outdoor and then you're worrying on the weather. But even in bricks and mortar businesses, the weather can affect you. I mean, February is very difficult to make money, and then a couple bad reviews or you got supply chains. But I always wanted a business where, and I had one, where we made, you know, neck strips and papers, cotton balls. I'm like, look, nobody would have steal anything we made.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, look, if you want some gloves, to those rubber gloves, you know?
Yeah.
Take a box. There's 1,000 in there. Yeah. That's going to last you. And if you want to do it
a lifetime.
But that's, and then you don't want to be suspect of people either. You really want to trust the people you're working with. But, you know, when they're dealing with cash, they're dealing with alcohol, they're dealing with really good food.
Yeah.
And the other thing that can happen in that business, and, you know, Zaid can tell you a lot more about that than I can, but, you know, a lot of times you have employee discounts, 40% or something for, you know, they eat, and they give that to their friends. And that 40% is a lot.
Adds up a bit, huh?
It does. So anyway, it's God bless them for making it. And, you know, but yeah, that you were talking, Todd, earlier, Johnny and I were talking about, did you bartend there, celebrity bartenders, or did you waiter there, celebrity waiters? And some of those places just aren't here anymore. But, you know, some of them are.
Well, I told the story about what I did in my, that one that didn't turn out so well.
Well, tell the story here, please. I want to hear it.
Well, first of all, it's the night I got in a fight with Elvis.
That's got to be the name of one of your books, please.
No, it's going to be the one Lance Allen came up with. The day John Mino murdered my father.
Are you sure that or not? No, you don't want to.
Okay. No, I can share it because the place burned down. It was the old Chicago Street.
Okay.
So, no, there's no witnesses.
All right. They can reopen those things, John.
All I'm saying is this. So, I told this story before. I'm bartending. I'm doing great, man. I'm making drinks, you know, good stiff drinks for the guy. They were loving it. And so I forget which charity it was for.
Yeah.
And so the girl comes in, then she's going to kind of take over the real person, you know. And she takes the glasses off the table and she throws them into this man. I go, what are you doing? She goes, what? So I said, why did you throw that in there? She goes, that's the dirty ice bin. She goes, what do you mean by that? She says, that's where we throw out what's left of other drinks.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
That was your inventory?
That's where I'd been taking ice from.
Spitting there. And nice, John. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure they. Here's the deal, though. This is typical Mino. Let me tell you how that happened. They went through a training course, but he pays no attention. No. Zero. He's looking out the window. When we went to an event, and the guy and people were like clapping like during the event, and so we're driving home, and I'm like, that's pretty interesting, right? When people clap, I clap. When they laugh, I laugh. Just totally disengaged. So I'm sure they went through and said, look, this is the ice we throw out, and here's the fresh ice here. But you were paying no attention to that tutorial, and
maybe. But the funniest part then too that night, me and that Elvis got into it. And we're like behind.
Like some impersonator, like Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we literally had each other like by the throat.
No way.
Oh, yeah. And these people are walking out. These elderly people are there for the charity event. And they see me and we like pause for a second. Well, these people are looking at us just wide eyed. Here's Mino and Elvis literally in a fight in a back room.
Yeah. What was your fight about?
Because I made fun of like the fat Elvis. Hey, how come nobody ever impersonates the fat Elvis?
Except you.
Well,
you said that again?
You know what I mean? It was one of those kind of things, and they take it real serious when they're...
Yeah, it's like lighten up.
Exactly. That's exactly it, Jim. That's exactly it. Yeah. So, anyway.
I always enjoyed the fat Elvis better than the skinny
one. Me
too! I liked his voice better, and it was just a little funny.
I like when he sweat a lot.
Yeah, right.
He did. I felt right at home.
He did sweat a lot.
I can relate to Elvis Presley.
I don't
know. Look at this sweat.
That was a lot of drugs.
Quick poll, ladies.
No.
If you threw me up your little hanky for me to wipe my sweat off, would you want me to throw it back? Or throw it into like the used ice bin? Let's be honest. What would you prefer? Quick poll on that. Fellas, you can get into.
Wasn't a hank.
Yeah. Mind on the mayor. We got lots coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair.
Air on Air.
Welcoming Arizona to the 1860s. Arizona's highest court upheld an 1864 law. Physicians are now on notice that all abortions, except those necessary to save a woman's life, are illegal. When do we decide she is sick enough or close enough to death that I need to do this procedure to save her life? None of that is codified.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yes, it takes a lot of hard work when you're involved in Wisconsin agriculture, but there are moments of creativity and inspiration. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And those moments of creativity and inspiration have turned into a book. Details on the way.
Fast growing, safe on seed, nutrient rich. Fuel up for a winning season with Paraline, the ultimate in-furrow starter fertilizer by CHS. This all-in-one liquid fertilizer combines advanced enzyme technology, a low-salt formulation, and patented chelate to develop strong roots faster and emerge ahead of the pack. Call your CHS agronomy representative to place your Paraline order today.
Chase Pagel grew up on her family's dairy farm in Kewaunee County, and while there were plenty of long days and plenty of hard work, there were also moments of inspiration that she's turning to now for a new book called Roscoe's Sweet Treats. She explains what the book's based on.
So the first book that I wrote here is Roscoe's Sweet Treats, and it is about my eldest daughter, Kylie. She is 22 years old now, but when she was growing up on our heifer facility, she had a Jersey steer named Roscoe, and he loved sweet treats. It was by chance that we even found out that he liked sweet treats, but once we knew that, we were eager to see what he all liked, and his most favorite thing to eat were strawberry Pop-Tarts.
Chase Pagel from Kewaunee, author of Roscoe's Sweet Treats. She says the message behind the story is really about how not all farms are the same. They're not all that red barn you see in a majority of photos. She said she hopes readers not only enjoy a fun family story, but also gain insight into farm life. Chase is going to be releasing her second book in October called Big Farms, Little Farms, highlighting the different types of farms in Door County, from dairy to goat, apple to trees and bees. You can find out more about the books on Facebook. Look for Dairy Dairies, LLC.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find the sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
If you want to hear more about Chase's sweet treats or any other food and farming news relative to Wisconsin, pop on over to our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Scattered rain and thunderstorms, especially this morning. We may get another quarter inch or more of rain by the time it all winds down here later today. Our high 62, the wind south becoming west 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with afternoon sprinkles and a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
There he is. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, now it's working.
Yes. All right. Hello, everybody. Good morning to you. As we heard there, the Brewers got knocked off last night. They're in a little bit of a funk all of a sudden. The Bucks play tonight, and they are not heading in with a head of steam or anything. We're going to have Brandon Kennard, who follows them very closely, NBC 26 sports director. We're going to have him on, talk a little bit about it and what is going on with that franchise. And I got to admit, Jim, you know, you've got some certain, you don't follow sports that close, but you are very observant or whatever about certain things. And one of them was, I remember when the Bucks changed coaches or whatever, and you're like, they just won. They won. They weren't just in. They won the title, and you're making these kind of changes this soon? And I know you didn't like that about the Packers at the end of the season, some of the changes and everything, too. And I will say you're pretty perceptive about that.
The thing is, and I think that's, I don't know anything about sports, but in business, if you're that close to what hitting your goals, and I just wouldn't change a lot of people. I would change little things, but I mean, you got a good core, but whatever. These guys are going to, they're all in it to win it. So they know what they're doing. I just, as an outside observer, I'm like, ooh, I don't know if I would do that. But
you won the ultimate. You did the ultimate. I never thought I'd see the Bucks win a world championship
in
my lifetime again.
Right. Down at the,
and they did, and they made all those changes.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
And what I had, when we were talking, I was talking about the Packers, you know, they were one play away from the Super Bowl. And then
yeah, I know.
I just thought they made, but I think those some of the changes they needed to make, but I'm just like, ooh, that's.
Yeah,
that's...
I agree with you. Boy, they put it, were you there when they had that presentation on Jordan Love last night?
That was
cool. Wasn't that
and
cool?
They, what song did they play? I thought Todd did it because it was all.
I know, that'd be like something Todd would
do. It was just great.
It wasn't All You Need Is Love, was it?
I think it was.
Was it All You Need Is Love? No,
maybe not.
I don't think so.
I don't know. But anyway.
But anyway, yeah. It was,
the,
and then Mark Murphy spoke.
Yes. So, yeah, and he's retiring. He's had a good run here. You know, he talked about being at Colgate, Northwestern, you know, his AD, and he said...
Well, Mark Murphy, he meant Jordan Love.
No, yeah. I'm talking about Mark Murphy, but Mark Murphy did kind of say, and you and I talked about this, tough job right now to be an athletic...
Well, he...
Right, and Mark really talked about that pretty candidly.
He was athletic director for 17 years.
Right.
And he said that's it's about the last job he'd want right now. It's like free agency for every player, every year, every day.
Right.
And no
salary cap.
No salary cap.
He said, if you had to do what's going on in college sports right now, if you would, you know, apply that formula to the NFL, it would be like having no salary cap. Because right now the NFL has a cap and collar. You know, you get so much money, you can only spend so much money. So you're guaranteed a profit. But anyway, that they have a cap and collar, and they don't have some of the players are free agents. But in what he's saying, what's going on in college right now,
everybody's
is that
a free agent.
And there's no. There's no
salary cap.
There's no salary cap because they can do this LMI or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
He just said it's just
LIV.
It's just really difficult right now.
NIL.
NIL.
Image and likeness.
Okay, but it was a little empathetic too.
Yeah.
You know,
no question
like
about
making
it.
Joke, but anyway, so but he's feeling really good about this year with the Packers. Of course, he always says that, but I think he has every right to feel good
about
the Packers.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a nice talk, me, him, and Kevin Borseth. Standing in line last night. That was a good talk.
Yeah.
Kevin and him talked about, because he's a big GB women's fan. And involved all of them, but we've seen him at the games and everything like that. But I think that's cool when they do that. And people leave him alone, you know?
Right.
So I think that's cool.
Of course, he's sitting on the floor, so.
Yeah, you can't really get to him the way it used to be at the old arena.
Yeah.
Where people would tap you on the shoulder all the time.
Yeah.
I loved it when I'd be doing a game, and I'd have my headsets on. Okay, maybe it was during a break, a timeout, but I'm still doing a spot or whatever, and people be tapping me on the shoulder to talk to me about something like, you know, how come Norgard's not playing or how come whatever. He's like, I'm doing a game here.
But anyway, that was a fun event. And they raised, how much money did they raise? Did they tell you?
No, it's over, they had the goal thing.
Tote board?
Yeah, whatever you call it. I know it was over 200,000.
Yeah.
And they went over what they had last year.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Because they need that, and it's getting expensive. And...
Oh, Bucks don't play tonight. Start the playoffs on Sunday. Thank you. But here's another thing, though, with that, with the fundraising, obviously. These types of things are so critical. And actually, the athletic director or chancellor, I think it was a chancellor, one of them spoke last night.
Chancellor did.
And said about, hey, I'm sure you saw the article in the paper. You know, these are tough times for schools. You know, and that was in the paper a couple of days ago that GB is... It's like urgent to do whatever. What happened, Jim? When did all of a sudden? I mean, St. Norbert's having problems, obviously.
Oh, Oshkosh.
The Oshkosh. I mean, what's happened?
And Carroll closed. Not Carroll. Yeah, right. What's the one outside of Milwaukee? Not Carroll. That's
no. It's
where people went to get their master's degree.
Not Marion.
Not Marion. No, Marion's actually doing all right.
It was in Mequon. Not Carthage. No, but I know it was in Mequon.
Anyway, so yeah. That was but
Concordia.
Concordia. Right. Thank you.
So this is what it's again. It's like we talked about with that with anything. It's just simple demographics, right? I mean, when someone's born in 6 years, they're going to be a first grader, right? And you can look at all that, but there's less people. There's colleges have way outpaced inflation. It's very expensive. People can study now online. I mean, there's certain things you can't, like anatomy and stuff, but you know, you could take a literature class at home. You don't have to go to the bricks and mortar.
Well, even like when we had Aisha here yesterday and I talked about how we both went to ASU and you know, hey, where'd you stay on campus or whatever? She said, I didn't, I lived at home. And she says, I only stepped foot on campus one time in my life.
How about it?
Is that incredible?
Yeah.
In the whole 4 years, she stepped foot on the actual campus once. I mean, because they've got a downtown branch type of thing and everything, but you know, in my day,
a lot of online, right? We didn't have that.
You got a dorm or whatever, yeah. And you stayed there, and you went to school right there, and that's all there was.
And Jim, you're right. I think the expense of going to school, the payoff on the other side, with where you know payroll is right now, and what people are making, it doesn't add up.
It doesn't.
I mean, the math is just cockeyed.
And I don't want to talk about like you know money and stuff like that, But some of these people are making nothing.
I know.
And they got $23,000, $30,000. Really? Do you know what it's like to try and live on that?
I know.
I mean, we do in radio, but
we don't have college debt. You know,
That's
they have college
what I'm
debt on top of it. So
right.
They get out of school with. You know, I was even when I was at the Ostoff. I go there, and this girl's at the front desk, and I think she had $80,000. I'm not kidding you. In college debt, her parents had a little bit of a falling out, and so that's her bill now. I'm like, you are never going to pay that working here.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't want to discourage her, but I said, look, you've got to go back, get a license in real estate or get a license in welding. You got to go make some serious money, and you've got to pay off that debt because, I mean, can you imagine?
Ironically, I've had license in both.
Okay. But are you out of debt, Tay? Not personal debt. Are you out of you paid off your college. You must have a long time ago.
It was so cheap. It was mind-boggling.
Oh.
I went to Arizona State, a Pac-10 school. I paid like $3,000 a semester. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I worked in the mines. I paid for it basically from my summer job.
Wow.
Yeah. And my dad helped me out a little bit and everything like that. But it was, you know, it was like,
yeah,
it wasn't expensive.
And it's so easy to take on debt.
I mean, you didn't. I will say this:
in college,
you didn't have you know that extra money. Like so, I used to give plasma so I could go out at night.
You did that too?
Yeah, mm-hmm. $10. I did that, and then I also I had another job I screwed up. I had a couple of them I screwed up. So I was working at this dairy, okay? It was like overnight in Phoenix, and my job was to take all the sour milk and dump it into a vat.
Oof, I wouldn't like that.
Yeah, it was like 100 degrees. That was my job.
Oh my God!
You take the cart and you'd hit it against the side of the big stainless steel vat. Okay.
Did you get like the dry heaves from doing that? Like the smell?
I might have heaved right there during the thing.
Ugh.
But anyway, so I was doing that all night long.
Never do that.
And I wasn't paying attention. And, you know, because they would stack up the spoiled stuff they'd bring in from the stores.
Right.
And there was this case of, I forgot what it was. And they were, you know what they were doing with the sour milk? They made ice cream out of it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they made ice cream out of sour milk.
Pretty sure.
But then there was something, there's this other case of stuff. Sure. I forget what it was. Like, malt something or eggnog or something. And I dumped a case in there, and the guy was just, oh, man, who put this here? I go, I don't know. He goes, glad you didn't dump that in there. Can you imagine? I didn't tell him I'd already dumped a case in there.
Yeah, well, I'd be crazy. God, who would do something like
that? That's going to be a bad batch. Wow. Not buying from this dairy for a while.
What's up with this ice cream?
It tastes like spoiled eggnog.
Mildred, you tasting this?
Damn it. Stop buying from that dairy. Such and such dairy has closed after 52 years, a fixture of the Arizona scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That student debt, there's someone in Green Bay who she's an advocate for managing student debt. And I know her because she gave a presentation one time at the Meyer Theater, and I thought, that's interesting. But I said to her after, I said, look, I think you got to back up a little bit. All she talked about is all these people with debt. Let's get ahead of it. Why did they take on that debt? You know what I mean? Like, but it's pretty easy to get to take loans. I just want to tell you, it was legal, but I don't think it is today.
I just want to say one quick thing on what you just said, though.
Yeah.
Because I think people a lot of times don't realize how poorly you're going to get paid for how long you're going to get paid. You think you kind of get these stars in your eyes of, oh, I'm going into so-and-so. Ah, this won't be a problem. And actually, let me just read this text here. I graduated college 2017 at 50 years old, went back to school to be a teacher to help these kids. I walked out with $50,000 in debt, and my first job paid me $28,000 a year. I'm up to $45,000 now, 6 years later, but I don't think I'll ever see the end of my debt.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, because I applaud you for what you did. Go back to school, and we need good educators. But isn't there I don't know if you're teaching in private, maybe you're teaching in a private school, but public schools, after 10 years of public service, don't they retire some of that debt?
I don't know. I don't know.
They did in city, but maybe that's still a government thing. You should look into that. You deserve to put that money in your pocket.
Got another one here, 1976 through 80. That's about when I was in school too. UW Eau Claire, $1,500 a semester and free textbook rental. That's phenomenal.
That is.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was. When I went to Harvard Junior College, better known as Mesabi, but maybe we call it Harvard Junior College.
You can call it whatever you want.
Yeah. It was trimesters, which I like, because if you had class you're kind of sucking in, you could kind of, it's like, okay.
That's tough, though. That is.
Really? Oh, I liked it.
Trimesters, there's no break. You just, man, I don't know about that.
Really?
I think that's hard. But anyway, okay. But if you got through, it can't be that hard.
No. Okay, all right. $300 a semester. $300. Yeah. Like literally 1 week's pay in the mine would pay for a semester. Isn't that crazy when you think about it? Versus now, what all these places are. I don't know how some of these kids, I mean, those some of those private schools, those Ivy League schools and everything, mind-boggling.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond belief.
That's crazy. But you look at Lawrence, the very expensive school. But you were I'm going to just push back a little bit on what you said. You say, well, the students don't know how much they're going to make. Okay. So let's say you're going to take out $80,000 of debt, 90, whatever, pick a number. You know what you're going to do, and there's an industry average. I mean, if you're going in to be a brain surgeon, you can take on 90. You have to take on $200,000 of debt because you're going to make $400,000 when you get out. But when you go in and say, look, I want to do social work, and I'm not saying it's right that social workers get paid so little, some of the case managers, but they just do. And I think you know that going in. Like, I knew I was going to be, you know.
I just wonder sometimes if people don't realize. I mean, you know, I stay here during the week, so I do my own shopping during the week when you don't give me food. And stuff is expensive.
Life is expensive.
It is so expensive. If you go and buy groceries and fill up your car with gas, I'm telling, then stop for a couple of drinks or something, whatever. It's like, man, that's a $200 day.
And these companies have these billion-dollar profits. They're not losing money. There's no inflation here. There's no increase in making stuff.
I was in the elevator this morning coming down.
You're right about that, because everybody's like, well, we're going to do this to them. We're going to do that to them. They just pass that on to us.
I don't know where this lady works, but we share the elevator probably twice a week. We leave at the same time. And we're just, I forget how we got into talking about it. And she said her company makes $1 million a month. We're just talking about little nitpicking things up here. And she goes, our company makes $1 million a month. You know, wouldn't you let that slide a little bit type thing? But yeah, there's corporate stuff with it.
And not only do they pass like little things like that, Jim, but these CEOs and these leaders in these companies are making way too much money.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Let me just throw this in there.
Yeah.
Okay, you mentioned Lawrence.
Yeah.
How many students at Lawrence?
1,400.
How much money does the chancellor make at Lawrence, or the president? No. Isn't it like $400,000?
All of that.
$400,000 for a school of 1,400 kids.
Mm-hmm. That's the most expensive tuition in the state.
Wow. Got this one. My daughter is going to St. Norbert's for education. We have minimal debt. She works at the CP Center, which is awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
When she can, earns a lot of scholarships.
You know what? And that's cool that she's getting a job that in her field, and then they give you credit for that. All right. Hey, we're going to talk about some happy stuff, too. We got this whole Jimmy Buffett margarita thing coming up. No, we're going to make it happy. We're going to make it a happy time when you come back.
All right.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, Civic Media app, and a good-looking Wednesday out there. Segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They will turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand-new Pella Windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available, guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. At Pella, we see windows differently. They have the highest-rated energy-efficient products and a complete range of durable, functional, and high-quality products that bring out the best of your home. Plus, right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's right. Zero interest up to 36 months, no down payment, no interest if you book before April 30th. Rated number one by homeowners. Check them out. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's awesome.
In fact, what Jim's going to do for anybody that might be interested, he's going to have open tours of his house.
I love it.
Yeah.
See
no,
the quality?
He's not.
Because he's got, yeah, because he's got the Pella Windows
I
and
do,
Doors.
I do, and you can drive by and look at it. But
and
yep,
Pella's, no. I think they were actually talking about paying him for, you know, once a week, a couple hours
no,
a week.
Yep. They haven't.
They'll have a sign out there.
Yep.
Stop in and check out these Pella Windows and Doors at the Ford Mayor's
tell
house.
You, besides,
he'll wear a sash that says Pella
yes,
Windows.
Yes.
And then he'll do like on the Price is Right with the models.
Yes.
Where he's showing off
walk,
the windows.
Walk in front of the window.
I can see that.
But what's cool about those windows, besides, you know, I told you they reduce, you know, your electricity or your heat expenses, is it, your house is quieter.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You
I
know
bet.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because they got, I don't know what, how many panes are in there. I don't understand how that works. But
I had my windows changed one time at my old house in Alloway. And I had a, you know, a carpenter kind of do it because windows are kind of, you know, got to be perfect.
Well, they got to be installed right.
Right.
That's key. Yes.
And it was in my son's bedroom that had been my daughter's bedroom. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, John, you want to come take a look at something we found in the wall? I'm like, okay. And it was something that like Big Wayne would be proud of. It was a honeybee thing. So big, it was like probably 3 feet long and 2 feet wide of honeybees.
In the wall?
In the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that, Todd?
I've seen it where, like, they'll take out a whole wall in a house.
Yeah.
Or, like, an old shed on a farm. They're underneath the floor.
Okay.
You know? And they'll pull up that entire floor, and it's nothing but honeycomb.
Has anybody else ever had this in their... I mean, scary to think these little kids
were
had been sleeping
that close to those
six
bees.
Feet away from 1,000 bees. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they got in through a window that wasn't great.
Probably.
Well.
You know, those houses, it was companies that they would put up like 100 houses in a subdivision.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I can't imagine that everyone was like, you know, perfectly whatever. But
anyway,
has anybody else out there found a bees thing in their house? And it was pure like honey.
Were the bees there?
No, they weren't.
Oh, that's good.
But obviously you knew they'd been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you eat the honey? Because honey never goes bad.
Yeah, I know this, Jim. No, I did not eat the honey.
Oh,
it was pretty gross looking.
Okay.
It was really gross looking. You would not want to eat this honey.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got to get Wayne on one day to talk about that. How bees, you might not know what's on the other side of your walls. That's crazy.
Didn't get Todd in to find the ghosts. You find the bees.
Yeah.
Well, what can I do? I can find the heat loss, and I can do the Pella windows.
There you go.
So we could be a trio.
I'll tell you something. My brother down in Tucson, One year, you know, he's cleaning the spring, like this time of year, and he's cleaning under like workbench in the garage.
Oh, don't tell me there was a snake.
Well, it was the skin. It had molted and spent the winter under his in his garage, a rattlesnake.
So I work for some stations in Georgia.
Yeah.
And you go out to the tower sites.
Yes. And tower sites are notorious for that, Todd.
I mean, we went into one not too far out of town, and the snake skins that were laying inside there. I was like, ugh.
When I worked in Idaho, that would happen. And the engineer would always come back, and he'd actually bring some back, I remember. And they would go, I guess they would get in on the lines or something.
Right. Yeah.
They'd find, because they can get so flat, you can't believe it, the small holes that they can get to. Yeah. Yes, that you're right. But for some reason, and I remember them telling me, because they had stationed in Montana, same thing. The guy I was walking with like a stick or something to kind of rattle to see if there's something in there. For some reason, those little transmitter stations were notorious for rattlesnakes.
That'll be your next hybrid dream. It'll be broadcasting from the transmitter site, and then you'll have snakes.
No question.
I would call that a nightmare.
Well, I'm just saying.
Hey, that, so that the skin that comes off after they like molt, is that profitable? Like, is there?
No. We used to, when I was in college, we actually used to like hunt rattlesnakes with 22s.
You'd be a pretty good shot, right?
Well, it was snake shot. It would be the thing, but it would have like about 10 BBs in it. So you get a wider spread.
Okay, I thought you.
But that's illegal, though. They'll throw you in jail if you kill a rattlesnake.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't understand. I'm going to be honest with you. And now I know a lot of people are going to get mad at me out there, wildlife lovers and stuff. If something could kill you, okay, and get away with it, why can't you kill them? Now, if you're walking along a trail in Arizona and all of a sudden you accidentally step on the back of a diamondback rattlesnake and he bites you and you die, that snake would still be, oh, the poor snake. You're just in his territory. Mm-hmm. He lives there. You're out in the ocean. You get a shark. Tiger shark comes up and eats you. Oh, well, don't hurt the shark. They're part of nature. They're God's children or whatever.
Yeah.
Bull. Don't you agree with that?
What if you take that to humans?
Eh, pretty close. Todd, what do you think?
I don't know why it's a big deal to shoot a snake.
I agree, right?
Because I think you know a couple things. One is that there's a whole, you know, ecological.
Okay, I'm going to throw snake lovers out there. I'm going to tell you, I've never seen a snake that lived after I saw it.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I hope. Okay. Whatever. All right. Hey, this. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
We're going to bring Mark Hewson in on this from Bell and Sports Medicine.
Oh, he knows everything.
Talk about what they do for preventing snake bites.
Snake bites. Yeah, that's true. He probably knows that.
I had one snap at me one time. A rattlesnake.
Oh, God. I don't think I've ever seen one.
You've never seen a rattlesnake?
No.
Todd, you must have seen him down south.
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Texas. My sister lives down there.
Well, my buddy who I stayed with in Arizona last year in Scottsdale, I showed you guys that picture when he's taking off his pool cover from in the garage. And there's just that nasty looking rattlesnake that must have spent the winter in his garage. Didn't I show you that picture?
No.
No?
I don't want to see it. I'll show you.
No. All right. All right.
All right. That's why we live here.
What do you mean?
Wisconsin. We don't have all that rattlesnakes and
spiders. There's some big pine snakes, though, around here.
But they don't hurt, right?
They don't hurt, but they're nasty.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that one out at the wildlife sanctuary? It's really old and really, it's huge. It's like 6 feet long.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still alive. Does anybody know everybody go to the wildlife sanctuary? And people, do you agree with me on that? If they can kill you, should you be able to kill them? You know, if it's one of the two, you know what I mean? It's you or them. Why should you get in trouble? That's just my opinion. How do you feel about that?
Self-defense.
Well, what if you were in Australia and there was a dingo coming after your baby?
I don't know what a dingo is.
That's an old Seinfeld line.
Okay. Dingo got my baby or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe the dingo got your baby.
I'm the out of dingo. The loop. All right, we're going to be starting over at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, so. All right. Mark Hughes is joining us. We got Brandon Kennard, NBC 26. We got the folks from the YMCA. That's a very popular one here now.
Oh, yeah.
We got Joe Furlow from the Grand Oshkosh. We got a lot of bleep coming up.
Yep.
We're just getting started. Back after this.
Said me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball, Wednesday noon to 2, our exclusive interview with Kathy Griffin as she performs in Madison this weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Beautiful.
electrify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella Windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.